Boom. Alrighty. Yo, what's up? We are live. Back again. John Fitch knows nothing. I'm John Fitch. I know nothing. So I like to talk to people and get their ideas about stuff because I don't know anything. Maybe you do. Maybe you can inform me about what's going on with things. I've got some interesting things to talk about today. My man, Dennis Quaid from Interspace. I love that movie, Interspace. You remember Interspace? He got shrunk and shot in somebody's ass, right? That's good stuff, man. But yeah, let's talk a little bit about that and some other things that I find interesting. I've listened to some interesting commentary on the, not commentary, but some people talking on the radio this morning, and they had a very interesting conversation, and I'd like to kind of talk about that a little bit too. You guys need to understand what's going on out there, okay? Let's classy this up. Dennis Quaid is engaged in. I said in the thumbnail he got hitched, but whatever, same thing. So, what are you guys' opinions on this? All right, dude is 65 years old. He's kept himself together. He's got money, success, power. He's dating a beautiful 26-year-old. She's quite attractive. They got engaged, and people are not happy about it, really. They're not happy at all. So let's go to this. I'm going to share something on the screen with you. Technology is great. Let's see this. Alrighty. Here we go. She said yes. Dennis Quaid and his girl, you see him right here. She's quite a looker. He proposed to her in Hawaii. And she is, Savoy is 26, and she's working on her PhD at the University of Texas, okay? So this is one of the things is hilarious to me, is because they're all about, oh, you know, women are smart, women are powerful, future is female, all of this garbage talk, right? Well, it's not garbage, but it is when you realize they don't really mean it. This girl's 26, a PhD, and they're calling her stupid or a gold digger. She's either a stupid person who got manipulated or she's a gold digger, and Quaid is being manipulated. This is shaming. This is shaming, 100% shaming. This is shaming from the men who shame this are guys who never get any ass and could never get a girl 5 or 10 years younger than them because they don't try. They have nothing to offer. And this is shaming from the old haggard women who high quality men don't want, right? How many 50-year-old women out there would love to go on a date with Dennis Quaid? But he's like, fuck you, I'm worth something. I can do better. And he does. I saw tweets from people talking about putting him in the same category as R. Kelly. Those girls were underage. They weren't adults. They couldn't make their own decisions. This is an adult woman who's getting her PhD. She is probably way smarter than the majority of people criticizing her. This is shame. They're trying to shame you away from doing what's natural, guys. This is total gynocentric thinking. Don't fall for it, all right? And then the comments from his old person he acted with in The Parent Trap. First off, why go to this person? Oh, she acted with him in a movie? 20 years ago? Who gives a shit? Why is she important? And why are you asking for her opinion about their relationship? First off, jackass. Then her comment when she found out about it was, watch out for those twins, right? Because in the movie, the guy was marrying, Dennis Quaid's character was marrying a woman who was after his money, a gold digger. And the twins, played by, what's it, Lindsay Lohan, right? Lindsay, that's what they used to call cocaine back in the day. It was, let's go do some Lindsay. Let's go back to the bathroom and hang out with Lindsay. So that's a little side note. But anyways, they are shaming him and her. Watch out for those twins. So, like, the character that she played, she's saying that, like, that's who she is. She's after his money. She's after his money. That's the only reason why a younger woman would ever go out with an older man. Okay, so, yeah, biology. People hate biology, I guess. Women are attracted to men with power, strong social circles, and resources. It hasn't changed in millions of years. It's not going to change any time in the future. You guys want a super hot young wife? Be somebody who has resources, who has a strong social circle. Be a great person. Be a great human being, and things will work out. But I'm not gonna go and say that, you know, Dennis Quaid is a great human being. Whatever, he has a lot of things going for him. But I think, yeah, why did he? I don't think he should have gotten married. I'd pull him to the side. Like, why? He's already dating her. He's already tapping it. Why risk half your fortune? Why go through that? I mean, is he religious? Is he thinking, you know, he has to marry her to get her pregnant or something? Like, I don't get it. This is an example of, like, a blue pill alpha, guys. This is somebody who can get this type of woman, but doesn't really know how to keep them. I don't know. I thought it was funny that, Yeah, and then she's talking about other his fiancés, real life ex-fiancés, actress Leah Thompson, also quipped about Quaid's proposal news on Twitter. This is such bitter people. She was 10 when I was engaged to him, she wrote. I was 23 and he was 30, I think, she tweeted. The two never actually got married. So, like, yeah, she missed out. So she's bitter that she missed out. And again, this goes, guys like fertile women, right? 20 to 25, it's a sweet spot. That's where you want them, biologically speaking. And this whole, like, oh, somebody's so young and you're too young to get married, that's all bullshit. Like, people used to get married in pair bond when they were 13, 15 years old and be together 50 years. It's just bullshit excuses so people don't have to be accountable. But you're plenty, like, to the comment, she was 10 when I was engaged. So, and you weren't good enough to keep him. Okay, then what? Diedrich Bader, she was 3 when I got married. This is all shaming. This wants to shame people so that they can still get dates when they've passed the wall, when they've hit the wall, when they're past their peak, Don't be shamed like this, guys. Don't allow anybody to shame you like this, right? And on top of that, we have this morning. Oh, I gotta turn this down. All right, we gotta turn it down. So I was dropping my kids off this morning to school, and dropping them off, the radio was on, and the news channel. I don't know what radio channel it was. These fuckers. They had some girl call on bitching about her relationship or lack of relationship, whatever. She's seeing some guy. She's been seeing him for a few months. And they called him up because she thinks that he was seeing other people or he's been seeing other people. So they called one of the other girls up, right? He's seen at least three girls. So, like, two other girls are on the phone. They're talking about it. And they call the guy up and he's like, yeah, I'm dating multiple people. And he told him about some other girls he's dating too. And he's like, well, I mean, we talked about this. I'm not ready for a relationship. I don't want a relationship. And, like, everybody was on his ass trying to shame him. He was open and honest about it. He wasn't, like, scamming anybody. And the girl's like, oh, I took him to meet my family and all this stuff. Like, okay, so you did that, and now he owes you what? Like, he has to marry you now because you introduced him to us, your family? Like, he's allowed to play the field. Like, how I'd like to see her DMs. How many guys does she have in her DMs? Like, telling her how beautiful and gorgeous and wonderful she is. She's getting all these other boxes checked by a bunch of dudes with her box of dicks. This is a box of dicks. Your phone is a box of dicks. So she's got all these dudes hitting her up all the time, probably. That's okay. And if he would complain about that, he'd be some kind of controlling asshole. But, like, I don't know, man. He's open, honest, direct. Like, I like you. You're cool. But I don't want to date. And then they start attacking him with, like, oh, you're going to get something and your dick's going to fall off. And they're just trying to shame him into conformity, guys. Do not allow them to shame you into anything. Bullshit. Oh, man. All right, guys. Let's see what you're up to. Paracram. Says, despite losing seats, the Canadian far left is forming an unholy alliance. The conservatives there won a lot more than last time, but the left will still be in power. Yeah, it's going to be a slow road. People are going to learn slowly. Things get worse and worse. They'll wake up eventually. Floodland says, check Quaid's test levels. I'm willing to bet they're pretty good. But again, I think he's also a blue pill alpha. I think that's his problem. Perry Cram, thanks. I've been working hard. Setup's nice. Watching the washback or the playback, I feel like the stream quality could be better. It's supposed to be at 780. I don't know if I need to upgrade a camera or what's going on. The thing I shot with Tinkle the other day got grainy around the 27-minute mark, and I don't know why. Paracram says, Justin Trudeau is Canada's first black prime minister. Like, we didn't even, like, dude, I knew he was going to win. Like, I didn't even hear. In the U.S., I didn't hear a single thing about his opponents. Who was his opponents? Who was he running against? I didn't hear a single name of anybody he was running against. That doesn't sound good, you know? Man. Brother Hodges says, no one said anything to Hulk Hogan's ex-wife when she was dating 25-year-old, and no one said anything to Kim Kardashian's mom when she was dating a man half her age. Different rules for men and women. Exactly, because it's them trying to control. They want to be in control. They want to dominate. So they will shame you for stepping outside of their pre-designed roles for you guys. Don't do it. Fuck that, man. Fuck it. Guy... Nocentric. Oh, not Gino or whatever. Guy Nocentric. That's funny. Enigmatic Elephant says, my dad is almost 20 years older than my mom. Awesome, yeah. I want to have kids till I'm fucking 80. If I'm in shape and I can still drop loads, I'm just going to keep having them. If I have the money to have a kid, I'm going to do it. I think that's the future, guys. We need to put up... paternity funds and savings. Put some money aside so that you can raise a child on your own. Right? You get a girl pregnant, be like, hey, look, I got the money. I want to take care of it. You know, maybe even put a little side money there for, you know, litigation to make sure you can obtain control of the child. Floodland says, Quaid is still very fit. Not ripped exactly, but fit. Yeah, like... He's still in pretty good shape for a 65-year-old guy. Freaking Schwarzenegger and Stallone are ripped still. Get that HGH and their skin stays nice probably too. Kevin, who looked like Ed Kemper, please look him up. You look like Ed Kemper. Why? Maybe he looks like me. Why do I gotta look like other people? Svenzia's in the house. Did not get any reminder. It could be because I'm using StreamYard. Because I'm going through the StreamYard and I'm doing multi-stream. So I'm up on Periscope also right now. So yeah, well, that could have something to do with it. Kurt says, I'm so depressed, Trudeau won. Our country is a joke. People just want to hear about climate change and diversity and they'll vote for him. At least it's a minority government. Yeah, it's going to be just inches. It's not going to come overnight. You just got to keep pushing. It's going to take a little while to get things moving because your average person isn't really paying attention. Jordan, people just want shit to complain about. It's true. Life has gotten so easy and we're in such a great time period. Everybody's just bitching and moaning about everything for some reason. I don't care. Get over it. We all got problems. Spends, yeah, I want to get highlighted all the time. We're going to spam today, John. Yeah, you're just going to say whatever. I don't have to highlight everybody, though. Roberto, it's about money and not anything biological. Disagree, 100%. Has nothing to do. Has to do 100% with biology, right? He has swagger. He has a strong social circle that's very attractive to women. Okay, you have to understand attraction. Women want something at their level or above it. So he's got social proof, right? People know him. He can talk. Dog goes around. People like him. That's a big score. He has resources, access to resources, right? Whether it's money or some other type of resource, it plays out the same way. It's a resource. She can get to something bigger because she's with him. It lifts her up. Like a man is a man. It's an accessory. Right? It's an accessory to her ego. A man is an accessory to a woman's ego. So the how more valuable you are, the more you're worth, whether it's money or other type of resources, the more influence it's going to have on attracting that woman. You get that social proof. He's an actor. He's up on the screen. He goes in big circles, does cool things. It's not just about money. It's not. Poor guys can fake a lot of that stuff. That's what the whole pickup artist thing is. Roberto says, sexual preference have some other variants besides physical desire. Well, depend. Men and women are different. Men and women, their sexual preferences are different. They're not the same. You're never going to have a guy who's like, oh, my God, she has a PhD. That's so hot. If he is, he's a beta and he's lying. And he's just trying to get some ass because he never gets any. Sorry, that's just the truth. But women, they're less likely to care about your looks if you have the social high social proof, access to resources, and you can demonstrate the ability of having power. If you have power, those are attractive to women. Like over and over and over again, you see it over and over and over again. Go by actions, what people's behaviors are, not by what they say. They won't say that those are the things they're into. I want a nice guy who's funny. That's not what that's why they're banging the guy that drives a motorcycle in the back. He's got social proof. He's got power, at least power over them because he doesn't need them. Roberto says, yes, social media definitely opens the venue for men and women to meet people. Yeah, it does. Social media does. That opens up a big problem because if women don't accept the fact that they are biological creatures and they're driven by their biology, it becomes a major problem because hypergamy don't care. Hypergamy doesn't care. And if a woman outgrows you, like her hypergamy will kick in and she will look for somebody else and she will monkey branch to someone else who is above her. Paragram says, Pitch probably binge watches Coach Red Pill. What is that? I don't know what that is. What is Coach Red Pill? Inverse says, I'm the guy who said yesterday that I could do motion graphics. I thought you said email. Did you send one? Did you send an email? I don't know if I got it. But yeah, you can send some email. Because I am looking for like opening graphics. The Fitch Smash logo could be done. But I do have a guy. Did the original, I gotta reach out for him too. But yeah, send me an email. We'll see what I've got available. Roberto, their connection is more social than biological. I disagree 100%. Nope. The things, that's the blank slate bullshit. It's been disproven over and over and over again. It's a lie. We're not the same. Sociology does, the way you're socialized does have an effect on you, but your biology, no matter what happens to your sociology, your socialization, biology takes over. You have 50% of your biology. Your lizard brain works on its own. You have a rear lizard brain that works all by itself, all on its own, and it dictates your attraction. You can't negotiate your attraction. There's things that just trigger it, right? And you can graph it and map it and prove it to be true, okay? When you look at charts about men and women and what they're attracted to, you look at the graphs. Women are all over the place. They're usually attracted to, if you mark their age and what they're attracted to, they're usually attracted to men similar to their age when asked. That's their behavior. If you ask men what they're attracted to and it matches their behavior, it's generally fertile women from the age of, I think like 22 is like the average. Like when they're looking at women, the girls that are closer to 22 are the ones the guys are most driven to be attracted to. Biology is like gravity. You can't get away from it. You can't socialize, explain it away. Yes, you do have outliers, but you don't make the rule because the outlier. It's very close-minded to be black and white on this issue. Inverse. But you said leave another message. My Twitter handle is Inverse MMA if you want to chat about it. Okay. Yeah, sorry. All right. I'll look for you on Twitter. Pear Cramps is people like Nick Fuentes and us don't believe in 100% free markets, but Ben Shapiro does. Hence, he is a real conservative. That's why I say Ben Shapiro is real. Dave Rubina is real. Dave Rubin, is that what you meant? Dave Rubin is real. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I see the problem with 100% free markets. I see it in nature. You see a problem with 100% free markets. Because one organism in nature can dominate and choke everything else out. And then the free market resets itself by having a catastrophic event. Everything dies and then it starts over again. Well, we need to control free markets on some level otherwise, because we don't want a, you know, catastrophic failure. No thanks. Eric Weinstein is real. Mark Zuckerberg is real. What? What are you talking about? Is it real? Is real what? Ad Boxer 1 wouldn't want to live in a world where John Fitch couldn't drop loads anymore. That's the truth. That's a lot of girls' opinions, I think, probably too. What kind of world would we be living in? Spenzia, I got notification, John. Just a bit slow. It's all good, man. Ah, cool. Glad it got to you. At Boxer 1, Schwarzenegger and Stallone aren't on any steroids, right? I don't think they've never, ever not been on steroids. But I don't know, though, because I don't know what Arnold's on, because he didn't have that accidental birth, right? He got his housekeeper pregnant. And testosterone is supposed to suppress your natural testosterone, so you're not supposed to be making good sperm, I guess, but maybe not. Brother Hodges, Stallone on T and HGH. Yes, they are. The best money can buy. Administered by a doctor. That's probably not cheap. Jordan says Beto is a clown, but everyone eats the crap he says up. What are your thoughts on him? I believe that the Democrats have picked their front runner. I think that Biden's fucked because of Ukraine shit, and he's an old white guy. Bernie, he's let too many people down. They're attacking Tulsi like crazy, so like she's gonna have a stigma on her, and she's anti-war, so they don't want her. I think this is the guy that they can manipulate. This is the guy that they can tell what to do, right? So they're going to push him. They're going to push him forward. But he's a nut. He's talking about gun confiscation. He's literally talking about starting another civil war. You go around and try to take people's guns, it's not going to go well. There's plenty of police officers who will refuse to do it. I've seen sheriffs talk about, nope, I will not have my men confiscate people's weapons. So if he's talking this type of shit, he's either really out of touch or he wants war. Brother Hodges, what's up, man? I'm on YouTube app and the stream is perfect. Awesome. Great. That sounds good. Just some of the replays that were fuzzy. I don't know. We'll figure it out. It's getting good. Paracram says Jordan Peterson is a centrist who favors mass immigration and is okay with deplatforming those to his right. I'm glad I'm done with him. I don't understand why people have this messiah complex on people. Like, the guy has some good points and makes some good arguments, and he's great to listen to, and he's great to debate, and he's an anti-Marxist. He's got a lot of positive things about him, but he's a human being. He's not perfect. Like, I don't understand this desire that everybody has to make people perfect. Like, you can't. I'm not perfect. For fuck's sake, don't think for one second I'm ever going to be perfect. I'm trash as much as the rest of you guys. I'm trash as much as Jordan Peterson is. Right? I'm working hard to be better, but man, I don't get it. Why everybody, oh, I'm trash, he's done. Okay, yeah, he's got some of the things that I don't agree with, but I can pick and choose certain things that I agree with and certain things that I don't, and I wouldn't mind sitting down and having a talk with him and debate about the things that I don't agree with. That's how you have civil discourse. That's how you're supposed to fucking live. Quit getting angry at people and feeling let down by somebody. Quit putting expectations on people to be perfect. Well, Jordan Peterson should have these opinions, and he should have these opinions. I don't like him anymore because I didn't agree with two of his opinions. Well, his book's still fucking great. He still saved my fucking life. So I don't know. Maybe we should give him a break. He's having some hard times. Maybe. I don't know. Enigmatic Elephants. John, cite your sources. Are you talking about like the attraction? There's a graph somewhere. I could find it. Somebody could Google it, I bet. But because I don't want to waste time here with talking to you guys. But there is. There's charts showing the attractions of men and women. Let's see if I can do a quick. There we go. Is this something? Maybe this will be fun. I haven't seen this before. I just did this right now, so we'll see what this is like. Let's see what this says. Reasons why, 15 reasons why women love older men. This could be a bullshit thing, whatever. Starters, men prefer women. Maybe this has got the thing here, huh? Men are most attracted to women. Yeah, here we go. A woman is over the hill as soon as she's old enough to drink. Research shows that men are most attracted to women in their early 20s, no matter how old they get. Okay, so there's a little bit of that. Okay. And these are all, because we have all the stats and statistics now from all of the dating sites and everything. These things are tracking. I'm going to take this off because it's running slow. Right, so they're tracking people's dating preferences and what they're doing and why they're doing it. So we're getting a lot more information on this stuff. Some chicks love older men. I think a lot of chicks, especially nowadays, love older men because their 20-something counterparts are unattractive to them. they don't have jobs, they don't have as much money, they don't have the education level that the girls do at that time. So the girls aren't attracted to them because they're not on their level or they're lower. So you've seen, there's been articles written about how women are getting married less because there's less available men because they're not making as much money, right? And then again, it's not necessarily just a money thing. It's a resources type thing. Millions of years of evolution, guys. Ivor says, hey, man, Dennis is a pimp. Yeah, he is. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I have suspects that he's probably a blue-pilled alpha, for sure. And that's why a lot of his marriages end. Right? Has the alpha tendencies to get them, but once he gets them, he turns into a beta, and then they lose interest, and they tree branch. Happens over and over and over again. See, says the Ivor, they do indeed, but what John said helps. Ivor says, let's see how he manages the marriage. He's gotten a divorce before, but I don't think he will manage it probably well. Because again, I said, I think he's a blue pill alpha. He'll probably resort to beta tendencies with her one-itis, and she'll lose interest. And it's probably what's happened to him in the past with past relationships. I'm willing to put money on it. Roberto, that woman is an accessory to Quid's ego. You're right about some men with swagger. I knew of homeless guys who pulled more tail than all MMA trolls combined. Yeah, it's true. There's a way to kind of fake it, all right? You can fake the social proof. You can fake the resources for a time, but they're going to find out eventually. And that's why the guys in the pickup artist community don't they don't have that much success in long terms, right? They meet a bunch of girls and they fall into whatever, the one-itis type of love, and then they get crushed again. You can read that game book, and it's in there with that mystery guy. What's happening to him? But I don't know. I don't think the woman is an accessory to Quaid's ego. In a way it is, but like, men just want beautiful women who are fertile. That's the thing that's most attractive to us. It's what's been most attractive to us since the beginning of time. The number one rule is survive. And the number two rule is reproduce, right? Because reproduction is a part of survival. Right? You are able to reproduce, your genes are able to survive, and that reproduction, those children are going to enable you to help survive better. That's just biology. Paracram says, check out Porcelain on YouTube. He made great documentaries about Gavin McInnes, Sargon of Akkad, and Owen Benjamin. You need to red pill yourself about IY, about it. Okay, is this going to be like the beige whatever guy shitting on Brendan Schaub the whole time? It's just pathetic loser calling people out wrong. I'll look and maybe I'll have a video about that. I don't know if I'm gonna have the live stream tomorrow because I'll be traveling, I think. And I'm not sure what time I'm leaving. I got to check that out. But Porcelain on YouTube. Paragram, could you leave a comment with a link to that guy or something, or a video? That way I can find it. Because I got so much shit going on, I forget everything. I need like a personal assistant or some shit. I need to make some money and get a personal assistant. That'd be great. Svenzia says, hell yeah, Roberto, seen it too. About guys picking chicks up. Ivor says it's the self-belief that he is better than her she likes. I don't know. You're projecting a little bit? I don't know. How do you figure that? Maybe he doesn't think he's better than her. Maybe he just thinks she's hot. She's hot and she's fun. Like when I go out on dates with young girls, they're fun. They're a lot of fun. You go on a date with a 23-year-old, like I don't have to worry about some bullshit she's bitching and moaning about. It's usually all fun. Like my friends that ask, oh, what do you talk to about a girl who's 20? I was like, what the fuck do you talk to about a girl who's 40? All the guys who fucked her over, all the dicks she's had, like what's attractive there? How what she uses for a wrinkle cream? Not interested. It's not as fun. It's just not. Why should I do something that's not fun? Because society wants to shame me into it. No thanks. I'll do what I want. It's a free country. Paragram, the numbers are growing, Fitch. Yeah, I think that, well, the Periscope is helping a little bit. Paragram, also you. Can research Jordan Peterson dismantled by Europa? I've seen a bunch of things trying to dismantle him, but they just sound stupid. Like, their attacks of him. Like, there was one guy that you told me to watch before. I watched him and his attacks. He made up bullshit reasons or like, the stuff that Jordan was saying that I took completely different than what he was saying he was saying. Like, he was saying that stoicism was the act or the behavior of being average. I don't know what the fuck book he got that from, but I've never, ever heard of stoicism being efforts of being average. Are you fucking kidding me? It made no sense at all. Stoicism is stepping back from your emotions and dealing with situations in front of you, dealing with reality in front of you, and then dealing with your emotions later. Time and place. Time and place for your emotions. Perry Cram says, I saw Dennis Quaid in a movie, The Intruder, recently. He's on all the HGH roids. He's got a body of a 35-year-old, marrying a younger woman in good shape. More power to the man. Exactly. Like, and guys, like, if you're not a professional athlete, there's nothing stopping you from calling up your doctor, getting your T levels checked, and going on TRT. What are you complaining about? Go do it yourself. Floodland, his PP is in love. Exactly. Bear Cram says, it's a joke about Israel. Ben Shapiro is real. Ben Shapiro is real, as he openly wants to censor anything anti-Zionist. Okay. Ben Shapiro is real. Ben Shapiro is real. Okay, that's over my head. Brother Hodges, John got a red pill PhD overnight. I love it. It wasn't overnight, man, but like, it took me a while to shake the blue pill. Because that's the terms, like, I'm learning these new terms now, but like, that's the term for it. I was a blue pill alpha for sure. And I'm making covert contracts and thinking, oh, if I do these things, these people do these things back. That's not how it works. You got to do things for you. You got to be your own center point of origin. Do things for you. Svenzia and Floodland having a romance. A bromance. Paracram says, Shapiro wants mass immigration and is a centrist like Peterson. Yeah, Ruben and all of the intellectual dark web, they are blue-pilling us so that we all never go towards the right. I mean, I'm not on anything. I think they're just themselves. Yet they're lefties, for sure. They're lefties. They're liberals, for sure. Lefty, 100%. But they are also smart, and they don't believe in bullshit. Like, they're going to take data and information in and process it correctly. And that's why they're a part of this dark web. They're not righties. They're 100% left. The only reason they get called centrist is because the left has gone so far. They've gone so far to the left, my left. They've gone so far to the left that these guys who were clearly on the left now look centrist. I don't think they are. I don't think typically they would be considered centrist. And Shapiro's kind of a religious nut a little bit. Boy, Ben Shapiro is a character. He's a Harvard creature and never Trumper. He's a mini Mitt Romney or Lindsey Graham. Yeah, he's a little bit old school. Like, I like listening to him talk about stuff, but I don't agree with him on a lot of things. But again, I don't need to, like, come after him and say he's a horrible person and what a piece of shit and fuck that guy. I'm off the Ben Shapiro train. Like, what's the point? Like, yeah, some of his things are interesting. Some of his things are not. Guys, stop being so attached to shit. No, John, you're almost perfect, says Senzia. No. Perfectly incorrect. Headboxer one. John is perfect. Headboxer one, change my mind. You guys are funny. Floodland, yeah, it's childish to have black and white thinking. Like, I didn't totally toss Rand Paul for endorsing Mitt Romney. Thought I didn't like it. Yep, though I didn't like it. I think you might say James Brenner. Hey, John, I couldn't get chat to work on the Periscope. Okay, that's weird. I've got a few people chatting from Periscope, but I don't know if it cut out or what. I've got no more. Huh, weird. I did get a few messages from there, so I don't know what's going on with it. I'm using the StreamYard, so hopefully that gets figured out. Kurt, 1988. Alberta and Quebec are strongly considering separation from Canada, and I don't blame them. Alberta itself has a high firearm ownership, so that is one province where I don't see gun confiscation. Yeah, that's good. That's good. These Canadians, man, they're just too nice until you push them, I think. Nanjmin, did you buy your t-shirt at a sumo hall in Japan? This, I think, was a gift somebody got me who went to Japan. I've been to Japan before, though, and gotten stuff. But I can't remember where I got this. This is, it's badass, though. It's got all the throws on it. Let's see what the tag says. Oh, I can't read it. I don't know. But, yeah, it's one of my shirts. Workout shirts. Paragram says, I stay away from Joe Rogan, Peterson, Shapiro, Crowder, etc. They are blue pullers. Take the red pill. These people won't ever talk the real red pill. People and discourage you to. I don't get that they discourage you to at all. But yeah, like I don't see them and I never saw them as right wingers or people on the right. Yeah. Like there's a new right forming, there's a new left forming. And then there's everybody else in the center. So there's a lot of, I don't know, man, I don't like the labels. Just take them person by person and go through their ideas and see what you think of their ideas. Stop labeling and putting these people in boxes. You're only going to fuck yourself over for doing that. You know, you say, oh, well, these guys, you know, they're this way, so I'm not going to listen to them. They may have something profound to say about a topic, you know, you find interesting. I think that the fact that they're willing to talk about stuff, right? And then be able to challenge them. Be like, oh, well, I don't believe them here. They're not pushing the line hard enough. Like, and then talk to your friends about it. Start your own show and start your own YouTube channel. Start talking about what they're getting wrong. Do that instead of just being, stay away from them. No, don't stay away from anybody. Don't stay away from anybody. You should read and listen to Hillary Clinton all the time. Go listen to all her shit that she's ever said. I'll tell you that right now. Go do it. Because you need to see everything to make a real decision about what's going on. Paracram says, I saw Weathering with You. Japan chose it to represent itself in Academy Awards Best Foreign Film category. The first anime to ever receive an Academy nomination in this category. I saw Weathering. Is that the name of it? I saw Weathering with You? Interesting. Lord High Executioner. Some like older guys due to daddy issues. That is also a possibility, yeah. There's a spectrum of reasons why. But daddy issues are a thing. But also, like, that's leadership. Daddy is the head of the household. Daddy was the guy who brought the food in, fought off the invaders, did all that shit for millions of years. So I think there's a lot of dudes with daddy issues, too. And, that's the biggest problem in our country right now is fatherlessness. There's too many kids who don't have dads around. They don't know what it's like to have a masculine influence around. So then they go to school and all the teachers are like, men are trash. Masculinity is toxic. Yeah, Boxer One says, good thing knowing if you work hard in your 20s and 30s, you can still pull if you're at a great level in life. It gets easier in your 30s, bro. Like your 20s, you should focus on self-improvement, getting better. Right? What do you have to offer when you're 25? Not much. A hard penis? That's a dime a dozen, quite honestly. So you're not really gonna offer much to a girl. You got a 401k set up, you got a business that you're running on your own, you got some passive income flowing in from multiple revenue streams, you got stuff like that going on. Do you have confidence because you know you can talk to girls look them in the eye. You can walk up and approach girls at a bar or anywhere in public and just talk to them. Like, if you can do all those things, you're fucking miles ahead of other people, and you really don't want to start developing that shit till you get to your 30s. So don't worry about chicks. Don't worry about dating. I wouldn't even bother having a girlfriend. If I could redo it, I'll tell my sons this. You know, there's no reason to have a committed girlfriend, long-term relationship until you're 30 years old. If a girl wants to date you while you date other girls, okay, do it. Just be forward, be honest, and be direct. Like, hey, I like you. I like spending time with you, but I'm a non-monogamous person. I'm not ready for it. I'm not ready to do monogamy until I'm ready to get married, and that's not going to happen for 5 or 10 years. So stick around if you want. You'll be surprised how many girls will rather share you. They'll rather share you than hook up with a loser. Right. Does who wins, I think you mean. Who wins, Tony or Khabib? Khabib. I believe Khabib wins. Nanj says, did you remember X1, that Japanese crazy MMA event? Yes, I fought in it. I fought in X1. I do remember. I fought Gabriel Garcia. You can see that. I have I have my fights on a thing. What is my should I find it for you guys? Do you guys want to see Gabriel Garcia fight? In X1, like, that was such a weird event. Like, the cage had like big spiky things sticking out of them. They had to saw them off and then wrap them with foil, or not foil, but like padding. It was a fun show though. It was kind of small, and there was a 16-year-old that fought, and he was it was a fake fight pretty much. And there was another pro wrestler that fought. And that was pretty much a fake fight also. But yeah, it's the first time I saw works go down. But Japan, they're different. It's a different way to do things over there. So they've got so much of their history is from pro wrestling. We're gonna I'm gonna prep this up for you guys. Give you a treat if you haven't seen it. Technology, guys, technology. Let's see, you guys wanna watch some fight action? X1 Japan. This is my handy camera work going on right here. It's the walkout. So I don't know if you can. Oh, I came out to Old Dirty Bastard. Show me that money. The fight before this, I think, I got stiffed. And they didn't pay us. And Garcia said he was a black belt and a high-level Muay Thai fighter. This was a long time ago. This is pre-chest tattoo. Right? Pre-forearm tattoo. It's taking them a while to close the doors. I think the doors even broke open for one of the fights. There we go. Oh my god. I fell down. I actually got taken down. Oh, the horror. The horror.
Alright, bitch. Good position, bro. Scramble up. Up. You're good.
Use the fence.
It's right behind you.
Back up the fence.
Oh,
nice.
Watch your arm.
Watch your arm.
There you go.
Come on, cameraman.
Use the corner to Post your head and throw. Use the corner.
That's Brian Ebersole.
Use the corner to post.
Cheering me on. Coach me in the background.
Defense. Watch the knee bar.
Watch the knee bar.
Knee bar. He starts settling in some big punches here soon.
Come on. There you go. Body.
Body, body. Yeah, when he opens up, back out.
Keep chop, bench, right in the middle.
Hey, elbows back. Elbows back to the knee.
Yeah, watch. Watch.
Work the elbows back to the knee.
And my fist.
Take him into the fence.
Hey, shorten those up to elbows.
Head into the fence, bench. Bring it in. Right there. Now.
This guy's just holding on, man. I can't stand him. Hold on. Trying to hug you. I don't see how this is my fault for him hugging. Right? He won't let go. Now I get some space.
There you go. Good.
That last kick, you can see his head wince. He's just like, I'm done.
There you go. There you go. Elbow.
Some violence for you on this Tuesday morning.
Uppercuts.
This is the best part coming up right here. And here we go. Boom! And that's the end of that one. Thanks for reminding me that that was a fun one. Floodland says she's so lucky, though. He's still a sex symbol. He's charming and successful. Yep. Floodland says she's probably done dating broke musician types. Yeah, that's very true. She's probably, and she's working on her PhD, so she's smart, right? She's probably gonna be able to make money right out of college. So like, there's that many men around that are viable options anyways. Kurt says, you're right, the older they are, the more baggage. I find a difference with foreign girls, especially Japanese. They still act traditionally feminine. I blame feminism. Yes, yes, 100%. The idea that men and women are the same, that's killed so much of relationships and all this other bullshit. We're not the same. Just the levels of testosterone and estrogen in your body change how you think, how you feel. Testosterone, I've seen a couple things talking about testosterone being possibly suppresses sadness and tears. So like, it makes sense why men are less emotional and cry less. Testosterone, thanks. Biology, Boxing, MMA, whoa, the legend on Periscope. What's up, dude? Lord High Executioner. Older guys with money will die faster, leaving them some good money, good investment for a chick. Yeah, that's one of the things, too, I would say, is like, okay, I'll take care of you. I'm 65, you're 20. I'll take care of you for the next 10 years. You'll have money, kids. And then you get to be 30 and do whatever the fuck you want. You have money, you can go anywhere, bang anybody, travel, and you got kids already. So, and you had them young, so you got your body back. Sounds like a good plan to me. Brother Hodges says, I get testosterone replacement therapy from TRTNation.com. Great group of guys, $90 per month. That's affordable, it seems. Paracram says, we need more extreme right wingers, the centrist is risk free, and the left will go farther unless we go full red pill. Centrists offer no solutions. Also, the IDW will never talk about IQ. Go figure. Man, I have a feeling that the left will go so far left that they'll go off the cliff. Quite honestly, I just don't think it's possible that they can go too far. It's such a, how many people do you know that are far left that are happy? It's such a miserable existence. They're sad all the time and crying about shit constantly. How can you live like that? In verse 1, what's your thoughts on Brexit? I'm from UK, so I'd be interested in your thoughts on it. I think it's funny that that people clearly seem to want out of the European Union, which I would, unelected officials in a world government telling us what to fucking do. We have people not getting jobs and can't afford shit because they have got to, you know, anybody from Europe can fly in, move in, and get a job there. They can't be good on the economy or the people that live there. People want a home. They want a home base. They want a nation. They want a strong nation. They don't want one world government. They want us all to get along and stop fighting wars, but I don't think, I don't want somebody who lives on the other side of the world or you know, 3,000 miles, 4,000 miles away telling me how to do my business. Jordan says, I agree. It's okay to be opinionated. You don't have to strap yourself to a side. Debate is healthy. Yes. Water Polo says, it's amazing that the country of 330 million people only has two-party system. The days of that are over. In a recent future, we will become a multi-party system and we'll have political coalitions. Possibly. I can see things popping up like that. But until we get some strong third-party people, it's going to be hard. Until there's debates where a third party gets to be a part of it. They tried that with Perot, but he did too well, so they're not going to let that happen again. Paragram says, Weathering with You. It's an anime movie. I'd suggest watching it. It's probably the best thing you'll see this year. Weathering with You. Boxing, MMA. That's some great advice, John. Thanks, dude. Water polo. Guys in 20s can get girls, no problem. It's a matter of what type of girl you are getting when you're in your 20s. Guys in the 30s are more likely to get girls that are thinking about the future. That's true. It's true. But if you have enough of magnetism, you might get that girl to think about the future. Paragram says, also, democracy is killing the world. I don't know about that. The type of democracy I think probably matters. Boxing MMA. John, you were AKA's first white to black belt. Sort of, because Dave Camarillo was there. I was his first white to black. But I cheated, though, because I wrestled for a long time. Box one, show your video with the legend Herschel Walker. I'll have to get that prepped up. It'll take me a minute to find it. The Cali Melody. Haha, happy Tuesday, boo. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Boxing MMA says Gabe didn't get paid enough for that beating. I don't think any of us did. I think I made $750. I made $750 for that. Interesting. What's interesting? Svenzia, lovely old footage, plus Brian Ebersol, Mr. Harry. Yep, the harrow. That was genius. He shaved the arrow in his chest. The Cali Melody. Exactly. That's why we can't go towards socialism. Yes, socialism is bad. All the problems in capitalism, somebody eloquently described this once, but all the problems in capitalism result from socialism injected into it, right? For one, I'm drawing a blank on the word, but when the government pays the corn people to continue to make the same amount of corn, that's a form of socialism. You're propping up this successful industry by giving it government money, but that just makes it weak and shitty. And they keep doing this with a whole bunch of other stuff. It's the social programs in our capitalistic system that are dragging us down. And Boxer One says to Water Polo Chronicles, water sucks, Gatorade is better. Trying to start fights here. Water Boy, smack talk. All right, man. Okay, guys. It's been about an hour. I got to get going. I got a lot of stuff to do. I got to pack up. I'm headed to Florida. Come to Florida. Come to Florida. I'm going to go to Florida. I'm going to do some fun stuff. I'll keep you guys posted. I don't know if there'll be a live stream tomorrow. I'll let you guys know ahead of time. I'll post something up. But yeah, I'll check you guys later, I think. Yeah, I do these live streams pretty much every day. Pretty much every day. So check them out. Check out the YouTube channel. Subscribe. Official John Fitch on YouTube. Check it out. All right, guys. Check you guys later. Gravity. a frown. Just making it up now. Oh, I'll never know why them old bitches think they're hot when they're not. Alright, guys. I'll check you guys later. Have a good Tuesday. Laters.